You're listening to The Grease Man on the classic rock station 94 WISP.
All right, what's up?
Going out with this girl for a year and a half, Grease, and I go to school down in West Virginia.
Yeah.
So everything's going great, you know, we're really tight and everything. So she comes up to Philly for a week, and she goes back down to West Virginia for summer school.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, a couple weeks go by, and we start to drift apart, and I don't know what happened, you know. She starts trying to go out with this other guy.
Yeah, but, man, relationships come and go. They're like the wind.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm in love, Grease.
Yeah, but she's not in love.
What's that?
She's not. You are. She's not.
She was in love. That's
but she changed, though. She wants to go out with this other guy now.
Yeah, but she's not going out with him. He turned her down because he knows me. I know the guy.
So, yeah.
I don't know what to do, Grease. What should I do? I'm starting school back two and a half weeks.
I say you both start dating other people. She's
you think
not.
So?
Yeah, you love her more than she loves you.
Yeah.
And so
and there are
this
four
guy,
minutes,
this guy
right?
won't come back. This guy won't come back to you. But I mean, this woman, she'll just go to the next guy and the next guy and the guy after that, the guy after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't make yourself crazy.
Yeah, I'm going. I've lost 15 pounds.
Yeah, really, it drives you nuts. So end it on a friendly note, okay?
Appreciate it, Grease.
Right, be tough.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
You
bye.
Bet. Bye bye. Hi, Grease Man Show. What's up?
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Is this the Grease Man?
It is I.
It is.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is awesome. First of all, I want to tell you that I agree with you 100%. We got to love us all because we're all the same.
There you go.
And I was listening to you, and I think you gave that lady the awesome advice. I just want to say, I'm from U.S. Healthcare. It's an HMO, Health Management Organization.
Yes, sir.
I want you to. I have a question for you about what you think Hillary's going to do with our healthcare problem, and do you think she's going to be successful with it?
I don't think so. I don't like that idea of hers about charging $10 a bullet tax or something like that. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. I tell you, sir, here's the only thing I got to say about Bill and Hillary. Are you with me on this?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I hear you.
Three years and counting, sir.
3 years of what?
3 years and counting.
I guess you didn't vote Democratic.
No.
All right. Well, we don't want to get into a political
debate. No, we don't want to get into
it. I just want you to know... I listen to you every day. I'm in the car coming home from a long day of talking to people every day, and you're great. He's definitely great. You give some good advice.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy.
And this is a great show. Am I on live or am I on taped?
Yeah, no, we're on live. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you how you can pick a candidate.
How I can pick a candidate?
Yeah, like a lot of times when election rolls around, people say, well, who do I vote for? I remember when it was the Clinton-Bush thing. Everybody was thinking, well, I kind of like George Bush. I mean, he fought for his country. He's kind of a more fatherly instinct. He wants to keep everybody's guns. But then again, I don't know about some of his stands on abortion, that kind of thing. Bill Clinton, on the other hand, he seems like a president of today. But some of his ideas, attitudes about soaking the rich. And so how do you decide? How do you pick a candidate? Well, let me tell you how you do it, sir. You look who Jane Fonda votes for and vote for the other guy. Right?
Well, I'll tell you.
Because they tend to look. Here's what you do.
You,
there's a whole covey of them. There's a whole covey. You got your Fonda. You got your Red Asner. You got your Barbara Streisand. You got this whole covey of people. You watch who they vote for. You vote for the other guy. You see what I'm saying? It's a short fight. And you don't have to read anything. You don't have to research these guys.
3 more years, I'm going to take your advice.
All right, good luck. I'm saying, you know, because it's so complicated. My vote, I take seriously. And I used to research it and find out what a candidate stood for, where he came from. I just use the Jane Fonda technique now. I just read who she comes out for, and I vote for the other guy. It takes me 5 minutes to pick a president. Thank you, sir.
Grease Man, thank you very much. Have a great night.
You bet. You too. But I appreciate your call, taking the time. That's right. You know, you start listening to all this political stuff. You watch CNN too long. You listen to the analysts. And you start getting depressed about this whole thing. And I'd rather be wacky. I mean, I got two choices. I could be reading about the political candidates. I mean, let's face it, not all fairy tales begin once upon a time. Some start with, if I'm elected. So once you decide who the other guys are voting for and you got your candidate, then you can read about wacky things, in which it's, you know, makes you happier. A lot better for your arteries and your constitution. I was reading about a couple of pigeons flying over the racetrack. And they're flying along and... one of them looks down and goes, look at that. Admiral's Dream just won the race. The other pigeon said, so what? The first one said, well, I put all I had on sea biscuits.
What a night. What a nut. The Grease Man.
Yeah, what do you think? Linger longer. Let me take a quick break and handle some stuff, and then we'll be back, of course, with action, excitement, thrills, chills. I mean, hey, the night is young. Stand by for more of The Grease Man Show.